This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between the Cornell University Turfgrass Science Program and the New York State Turfgrass Association, found on the web at www.nysta.org. And the following is the podcast for the week of September 14, 2015, Volume 16, Issue 23. The unusual warm and dry conditions came to an end this past weekend for many with a slow, steady rain. Waiting for the men's U.S. Open tennis final to begin, I looked upon the gentle rain thinking many turf managers are sleeping better tonight. Still, many arrived back to the course the next day or two and began to see some areas were not recovering well and in need of water. In fact, a few turf managers often remind me they get funny looks when golfers or players see them watering right after a rain event. Long dry periods that allow sand-dominated systems to retain very little moisture often get so dry that organic acids accumulating over time cause the soils, sands, to become hydrophobic. Most high-value turf on sand-dominated systems that are allowed to dry for performance, sports traffic, and golf play, are typically managed with a wetting agent program. However, often by this time of year, when these types of conditions are not expected, wetting agents that are more short-lived may have lost their effectiveness, and localized dry spot, LDS, rears its ugly head, or maybe its fairy ring that was barely noticeable in some areas now becoming hydrophobic seemingly overnight. Not sure what the higher temps expected this week I would be applying wetting agents during the day, but the cooler nights and early mornings will allow for a well-timed wetting agent to alleviate these LDS areas. Some turf managers might have taken advantage of the rainfall and made a wetting agent application. Others might have been actively using the now retired Toro Hydroject for deep aeration and wetting of the soil. However, you decide to manage these LDS or fairy rings. Good use of a moisture meter or soil monitoring device to more precisely manage moisture. Moderate wetting agent chemistry is available for minimizing LDS and allow more uniform wetting and drying. However, water management is still the key. Now, from the weather side, another very warm week across the region with temps as much as 12 degrees above normal to the north and 4 to 6 degrees above normal along the coast. Heat stress continued the long stretch of the growing season, the longest stretch of the growing season for much of the region. Growing degrees are so far ahead of the historical average now that the models no longer calculate how far ahead. Soils are averaging upper 60s to low 70s at the 2-inch depth, and they're much warmer due to drying. Another very dry week for most of the, for the majority of the region, with less than a quarter of an inch. Interestingly, Ithaca almost went the longest period ever between rain events at 18 days. ET remained about 1 inch, and brown patch risk, oddly enough, for the middle of September was very high this past week. And the forecast, following a showery weekend that might bring as much as 1 inch of rain to the coastal areas, the trough returns to the Midwest, allowing the warm air to rise from the south, keeping temps 6 degrees above normal. Expect highs in the mid to upper 80s and lows 50 to 60s at night, with little to no rain for the week. Long-term models continue to predict warm and dry conditions. Now, regional clips from Vicki Wallace at the University of Connecticut. Continued dry conditions are complicating sports turf overseeding programs where no irrigation is available. Randy Prostak, University of Massachusetts. When making choices for nuts edge control, be sure to check formulations. Some formulations might have surfactant added. Don't over-surfactantize. From Tom Kowalsik on the East End of Long Island. Lawns out on the East End of Long Island have no irrigation, are really struggling. Sod growers out here have been irrigating for several weeks. And finally, a clip from Jared Giordano at Westchester County. Westchester County is 7 inches behind normal precip for the growing season, and now chinch bugs are showing up, complicating dry turf. Questions from the field. I thought my turf was dead from drought. I think I noticed some insect activity. How can I confirm? Our Shortcut colleague and director of diagnostic services at Rutgers University, Rich Buckley, recently blogged about a similar experience when he ventured out into the turfgrass research area. Here are his comments. Quote, we noticed some failing in dry turf in the fine fescue trials at Rutgers. Some fine fescues are very susceptible to summer patch, and we did indeed find summer patch in some of the samples. In others, however, all we found were a couple of chinch bugs. The population of chinch bugs was small, and because of the sod webworms we noticed in the bentgrass area, there was concern about them too, so we ventured outside to take a closer look. Insect damage is often masked during periods of heat and drought in the late summer. In fact, we often talk about damage from chinch bug and sod webworms manifesting when temperatures cool and the rains come in the late summer. The change in the weather causes the grass to wake up from summer dormancy. The insect-damaged areas stay brown as the dormant turf greens up. If after the rain this week your grass does not appear to be a little more perky, then a closer look is definitely necessary. Of course, prudence suggests that one might have been paying attention all along, but better late than never. To more fully investigate the issue, conduct a soap flush. Take 2 ounces of lemon dish detergent and mix it with 2 gallons of water. Measure out a square yard of turf and pour the solution on the area. Wait 10 to 15 minutes and see who shows up. Soap flushing irritates the insects, so they emerge from the daytime hiding places in the thatch and soil interface. This technique works very well with webworms, armyworms, cutworms, billbugs, an annual bluegrass weevil, and to a lesser degree, chinch bugs. Measuring out a square yard of turf helps to quantify the insect population, which provides data to compare accepted damage thresholds and make reasoned control issues. And finally, a note about WOTUS, Waters of the United States. So what about WOTUS? The Clean Water Act, signed into law in 1972 by President Nixon, was the original WOTUS, Waters of the United States, rule that the golf turf industry has been working under, and now an expansion of this rule includes a finer level of regulation on areas of land that might not be wet for much of the season. The GCSAA has done an excellent job, led by their government relations group, in keeping the golf turf industry informed since this rule is now in effect in the 37 states, currently not included in the recent injunction filed. There's lots of gray area that lies ahead for interpretation, but for now, check out the website that GCSAA has put up for your due diligence. And that's at cqrcngage.com, GCSAA WOTUS, and of course, your New York State Golf BMPs. And thank you for joining me for the weekly installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between the Cornell Turfgrass Science Program and the New York State Turfgrass Association. I'm Frank Rossi. I'm the Turf Extension Specialist here at Cornell University, and I hope you have a great week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.